Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bible Short Stories for Seniors Large Print, Easy Read Bible Stories with Pictures, by Spring Lane Press, is a Christian picture book designed for older adults who benefit from simplified reading, large type, and gentle visual support. The book gathers familiar Bible stories into a short, accessible format that can be read comfortably in brief sessions, which makes it especially relevant for seniors living with vision loss, dementia, or Alzheimer's. Rather than aiming for theological depth or extended exposition, it focuses on clarity, emotional calm, and recognition. The illustrations and short paragraphs are meant to support comprehension, while also encouraging reflection and conversation. In that sense, the book functions as both a devotional reading aid and a giftable comfort book. Its value lies in adapting well-known biblical material to the practical needs of aging readers, especially those who may no longer manage dense text but still respond to familiar stories and spiritual reassurance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, large print formatting as a reading accessibility tool for aging readers. The most immediate feature of the book is its large print presentation, which is central to its purpose rather than a cosmetic design choice. For seniors, especially those with reduced eyesight, readability determines whether a book is usable at all. Large type reduces strain, supports slower reading, and makes it easier to follow short passages without fatigue. This matters in a book built for frequent, informal reading, because the goal is not sustained study but comfortable engagement. The format also reflects an awareness that some readers may need caregivers or family members to read aloud, so the text must remain clear at a glance. In the senior book market, large print is common, but here it is paired with short stories and illustrations, so the design works as a complete accessibility system. That combination gives the book practical value for daily devotional moments, bedside reading, or shared reading sessions where comfort is more important than detail density. Secondly, simplified Bible storytelling that preserves familiarity without overwhelming detail. The book's stories are presented in a simplified form, which is important because it does not treat simplification as loss alone, it treats it as adaptation. Many readers in the intended audience already know these Bible narratives in broad outline, so the text does not need to build complexity to be meaningful. Instead, it offers concise retellings that keep the core events recognizable while removing the barriers of long paragraphs, dense vocabulary, and extended reflection. This makes the stories easier to absorb for readers who may experience memory challenges or reduce concentration. The value of this approach is that it supports continuity with familiar faith traditions. Readers are not asked to learn something entirely new. They are invited to revisit well-known material in a manageable form. That makes the book especially suitable for repetitive reading, since repetition can be reassuring rather than tedious when the structure is simple and the stories are already part of a reader's spiritual memory. Thirdly, illustrations as emotional and cognitive support rather than decoration. The book includes heartwarming illustrations. And in this category of book, the images do more than decorate the pages. They provide cues that help readers orient themselves, especially when text comprehension is limited by vision or cognitive decline. For readers with dementia or Alzheimer's, visual prompts can trigger recognition, conversation, or remembrance even when detailed reading becomes difficult. The illustrations also soften the tone of the book, reinforcing its calm and reassuring character. That emotional function is significant because many senior-oriented Christian books are judged not only by doctrinal content but also by the atmosphere they create. Here, the visual design works with the short text to produce a gentle reading experience that is less demanding and more inviting. In practical terms, this means the book can support shared reading between a senior and a caregiver or family member, where an image may become the starting point for discussion, reminiscence, or simply quiet attention. The artwork therefore strengthens the book's usefulness as a companion resource. Fourthly, a devotional aid shaped for dementia, Alzheimer's, and memory loss caregiving. A defining aspect of the book is its explicit orientation toward readers with dementia, Alzheimer's, or related memory issues. That focus shapes both the pacing and the emotional tone of the content. The stories are short, the structure is repetitive in a useful way, and the book avoids the demands of complex interpretation. This makes it suitable for caregiving contexts where attention spans may be limited and where the reader may benefit from calm, familiar material rather than new information. The book can function as a shared ritual. A caregiver reads a story, the reader recognizes a biblical theme or image, and that recognition becomes a moment of connection. This is different from ordinary children's Bible storybooks, which may also simplify material but are not designed around the needs of aging adults. By targeting memory loss directly, the book positions itself within a specialized niche of spiritual support resources. Its practical strength is that it understands the reading environment as relational, not just individual. Lastly, a gift book model that combines faith, comfort, and companionship. The book is also positioned as a thoughtful Christian gift, which broadens its role beyond private reading. In that context, its appeal comes from combining faith-based content with visible care for the recipient's daily experience. A gift book for seniors needs more than agreeable subject matter. It needs to feel usable, considerate, and emotionally appropriate. This title meets that standard by offering familiar scripture stories in a form that is easy to handle and easy to share. Its strength as a gift lies in how directly it addresses a common concern for families wanting to give something spiritually meaningful without choosing a book that is too dense, demanding, or abstract. Compared with many other Bible story collections, this one is less about instruction and more about companionship. It is designed to be opened repeatedly, read in small portions, and used as part of a routine that supports peace and connection. That practical orientation gives it a clear place in the senior Christian gift category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for seniors, caregivers, family members, and anyone looking for a Bible-themed gift for an older adult with vision limitations or memory challenges. It is also useful in assisted living settings, dementia care, or home environments where reading must remain brief, clear, and comforting. Its main benefit is not scholarly depth, but accessibility. Large print, short retellings, and supportive illustrations make familiar Bible stories easier to receive and revisit. That can matter a great deal for readers who still value faith-based content, but can no longer manage standard print or long passages. What distinguishes this book from many similar Bible story collections is its deliberate focus on the lived realities of aging readers. That is not simply simplified for general audiences. It is shaped around comfort, recognition, and shared reading. In that respect, it serves both spiritual and practical needs. For readers seeking a gentle devotional companion rather than an instructional Bible study tool, it occupies a clear and useful niche. If you would like to support Spring Lane Press, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.